David Hooper, Build a Big Podcast, have some commentary and thoughts on the previous episode with Pedro Pena. Got a lot of great feedback, which I'm very happy about. I think that what Pedro is doing is super important. And you may be doing the same thing, which is you're letting people know that they are not the only ones going through something. And to do that, you have to be the person to plant the flag. It takes risk. You're going to get feedback that isn't necessarily going to be positive. Before I get too deep into this, part of the feedback that I got, people were asking questions. Few have asked, will you be doing more interviews on Build a Big Podcast? And the answer is yes, that is coming soon. So if you've got a great story to share, if you're one of these people who are planting the flag and flying it, I want to hear from you. The best way to know about what's happening on this podcast and get the updates when I do start taking interview requests is to get on my mailing list. You can do that by going to bigpodcast.com. You see various ways for you to do it. It's the same mailing list. Get on it. I'll send you 25 episode templates. I'll send you some other toolkit things that will help you to build a big podcast, have a better podcast. The main reason I want to do this episode is to talk about editing. And I've been doing a lot of self-editing over the last month because the audio version of my book is now being recorded. If you could see the behind the scenes of this, I think you would be amazed. If I do 20 minutes of finished tape, that's going to take me about an hour. It's about a 3-to-1 ratio. And part of that is my own perfectionism. I've talked about that here before. I've talked about it on my other podcast, Red Podcast. And it's something that I wasn't really clear on. I never thought of myself as a perfectionist. Then people would say when they're recording with me, man, you're re-recording that. And it sounded fine the first time, but it doesn't sound fine to me. I think I hear it in my head. A lot like Pedro, actually. He talked about hearing things in his head and not having those things come out of his mouth. The same thing happens to me when I'm recording something that's going to have a long life, such as an audiobook. I'm pretty particular about phrasing, and sometimes I've got to repeat something 2, maybe 4 or 5 times. So anyway, a 3-to-1 ratio takes me about an hour to record 20 minutes of finished tape. Part of that is just the process. As podcasters, and especially if we're doing something that's going to be around for a while, like an audiobook or if we have a popular podcast, we want to get that perfect moment in time caught on tape. When I edit myself, trying to capture that perfect moment, it's a little bit different for me when I'm reading as opposed to when I'm talking from bullet points like I am now. When I'm reading with a book, for example, that was made to be read. A book is made to be read. And I'm reading it, and sometimes the phrasing is a little weird, but I'm also editing in my head, looking for typos or looking for some weird errors that may be in there that somehow slipped through the 7 editors that I was dealing with. When I'm doing something like I am now, bullet points, and I see something that says reading versus bullet points, like I've got here now, I edit myself stuttering and stammering all the time because I'm thinking as I'm coming out with the content. I'm not reading it. It hasn't already been thought out, and I'm trying to get it on tape perfectly. I'm actually coming up with it in my head, then trying to get it on tape perfectly. And I want to talk about a couple of these things that I catch myself doing all the time. I'm bringing this up because if you are not editing your own podcast, if you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to put this thing out, and whatever mistakes I make, they're going to be there. Or if you're handing it over to a guy and he's doing the editing for you, you might not be aware you're doing this. I catch myself fading out at the end of sentences a lot. I used to do this really badly. And the engineer that I was using at the time for my radio show, this is the guy who let me know I was doing this, Dan Buckley, great radio host here in Nashville. He was engineering the show Music Business Radio that I do. He said, you know, you're fading away at the end of sentences. And not only are you fading out at the end of your sentences, it's like you run out of breath or something. Or maybe I was just giving up and trying to think for the next sentence. You know, like I said, the mind-mouth connection. I would also come in too loud. So if there was something that maybe I made a mistake and I'm starting something again, I would come in like, you know, with all this energy. And that was making it difficult for him to get a level that was even keeled. So that's something I've been super aware of while doing this audiobook because it's broken into parts. We talk about levelizing all the time in podcasting, and you certainly want that in an audiobook. You don't want like, hey, everybody, have that energy coming in on the beginning of it and then having it fade out like this. You can't hear the end of it. I go too fast I don't pace things evenly. You might have seen this with a musician who's just learning how to play guitar, let's say. You play the easy parts fast and you stumble on the hard parts. And you may have seen this when somebody's learning how to read. If you know that word, bam, they can read it, but they struggle on those hard to read words. Well, we do that too as podcasters. We get used to going fast on the things that we know to say and the things that we say all the time. And then we slow down when we're thinking about things that we don't say. So if you're going to say something like this, which I do at the end of every episode, hey, if you haven't subscribed to Build a Big Podcast, do it now. You can do that at bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Three ways to subscribe. Got iPhone, Android, RSS feed. How many times have you heard me say something like that? And because I say it so much, I can go faster with that than I can something that I'm thinking through in my head and trying to get it out in a cohesive way. Again, this is why I suggest that podcasters edit themselves. It gets you very clear on your habits. You might not be aware that you're doing this kind of thing. So even if you're not editing yourself, you can maybe hear it in the finished edit, depending on how good your editor is, if he chops this stuff out. But a raw tape is really great for you to listen to if you want to be a better host. It was really weird going through the last episode, speaking of raw tape, because I was editing myself, but not editing Pedro. In some ways, I think that wasn't really fair. Pedro's the first guy that I've ever done a podcast with here or else Red Podcast, my other podcast that people know me from, that I have not edited. However, I felt that due to his condition, and the condition, if you're just listening to this, you're like, who the hell is Pedro and what's this guy talking about? Condition is stuttering. We're talking about flying your flag. And even if you've got a situation like that where you think like, man, that's the last guy who would do a podcast, it's even more important that you do that podcast because people need that information. Anyway, he's the first guy that I have never edited. I make sure that I edit my guest because I feel that if you make your guests look good, your guest is more likely to share the episode with people. Your guest is more likely to say good things about you. Your guest is more likely to feel good about the episode and his experience with you, more likely to come back. Anyway, I've edited everybody ever except Pedro, and I did that for a reason. I think you can learn a lot by listening to other people when they're podcasting or radio people, but realize that what we hear is not what is actually happening. Even something that's live, like Rush Limbaugh, a great radio host, Rush Limbaugh has, I don't know if I would call it a compressor, something that can compress what he says in a minute, let's say. If he has these pauses, they will take those pauses out and they'll make it maybe 50 seconds so they can put more ads on his show. And I don't know that they're actually doing this anymore. They were doing it, and I know that it frustrated him because he felt like it wasn't his authentic message coming out. But they do that with a lot of radio hosts because they want to put more ads in. More ads equals more revenue. What we are hearing, even if it is live, it is not necessarily what is happening. It's like looking at Vogue magazine. All those photos are heavily edited. Yes, the women are talented. Yes, they're beautiful. But the editors, the people who get these things in Photoshop, also talented. Same for Instagram photos, same for Facebook. Everything that we consume, it's all been run through a filter of what we want people to think about us. So do not compare your podcasting skills with other people and do listen to your raw tape so you can make your podcasting skills better. There are really good radio and podcasting people out there that aren't edited a lot. You can be one of them. This is how to do it. A final thought on this, speaking of running our lives through a filter, I was approached by a very popular speaker, full-time speaker, has won national awards for his speaking and is very well known in the national speaking circuit. I was super excited. I heard the audio that he had done. It was amazing. This guy was probably 10% ums and ahs. When you got him off his prepared speech, which he's done several times, he was like, timing was off. That's another example of what you hear, not what actually happened. And I'm fine with that. Let's be clear on that. I think when you edit your guests, when you edit yourself, it makes things easier to consume. A lot of people, I think, cheat the editing process. They say, no, I just want to have the live energy. I want to be authentic and transparent. No. No, you don't. I'm not telling you to lie to people. But what you do as a podcaster is you are presenting your best self. Not a fake self, but your best self. And if you and otherwise can't get your message out in a cohesive manner because you're thinking about it, and you have to repeat it 2 or 3 times. I think that you should edit that just to make your message easier to consume. The easier your message is to consume, the more people will consume it, the more people will benefit by it, the more people you're going to help, the more time you are saving other people. That's it. Just want to give you some thoughts on this, the kind of weird experience it is to make myself sound better and leave my guest hanging. But with Pedro, that was part of the message, and I think that that's important. Consider that when you are doing your edits, or in this case, non-edits. Again, your job is to make your guest sound great. And your job is to help your guest transmit his or her message to people in a way that's effective. So in this case, with Pedro, non-editing was the way that I did that. As a reminder, once again, I am opening up this podcast to do interviews. Should you be one of them, sign up on the mailing list to keep updated. The way you can do that, and the way you can subscribe to this podcast to make sure you never miss an episode, bigpodcast.com. Like I said, if you sign up for the mailing list, I got some goodies for you, man. 25 episode templates to make your episode creation easy. I've got social media templates to make connecting with people easy. I've got storytelling templates. I've got some great stuff for you, all free at bigpodcast.com. While you are there, hit the subscribe link. Never miss an episode. Here's where we go fast. Ready? I got 3 ways for you to do it. iPod, bam, got you covered. Android, bam, got you covered. RSS feed, if you get podcasts that way, got you covered. Bigpodcast.com/subscribe is how to do it. 1 click is all it takes. Subscribe and never miss an episode. Thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next one of Build a Big Podcast.